everyone. Welcome to another episode of Lawyer Lifter Podcast. And today we are kind of going to be talking about a hybrid on the business side as an employer and also on the employment side, thinking about your employees, thinking about your team, and in the environment of leadership. And a lot of times on this podcast, we talk about a small business owner as, oh, I'm an owner, I'm a CEO, I'm a president. But we don't talk about that quality leadership. And that is always going to affect your bottom line. That is going to affect your expansion. That's going to affect your retention of clients, how you lead. Because, you know, your own clients, your own patrons, your consumers, the way that you are perceived, their demeanor on social media, the quality of being a leader is going to attract or, you know, make people be like, you know, I don't want to work with this person. They don't have a good handle on leading their business, leading me as a potential consumer or client. I don't know if I even want to, you know, solicit them or whatever. And also, like, I don't even think they have a good handle on their own team who's supposed to service me. So, you know, we really don't put a lot of respect and we don't talk too much about leadership. But I think, you know, I always start these podcasts with like, I never think like, oh, I'm going to have something really on point, but I always manage to have something very much on point based on like the shit that I constantly go through. And I think that it will help everybody understand the importance of taking care of your team. And then let me just go back and give you my true, candid, genuine story. So as you guys know, I just was, you know, tossed with, think about water. Okay. Think about water that's super cold, then put like a bunch of ice and then just put dry ice in there. And then that was tossed on me as it pertains to our healthcare system, which was a huge driving force for me to get off my husband's really shitty plan and then get it on for me and then get it for for my team. And this is important because, you know, I've been talking about, yes, you guys, yes, like we all have great healthcare right now. And I put great in quotation marks because in general, we as a society in the United States have a long way to go in terms of great healthcare. I use that Titanic analogy, right? Like there's the cargo class, you're going to die first. Or you go to like first class where they're playing violins and the Titanic is sinking. Yeah, you'll die, you know, like maybe later on. But so I just got hit with a $1,500 bill. Mind you, I'm not even on Kaiser at all. And so I was like asking my husband, like, what the fuck is this for? Like, doesn't your company, and he works for a small business and he's always talking about me. He sits as an in-house accountant for a reconstruction company. And they're relatively small. So I would say I would categorize them as a small business, but they're fucking kicking ass because number one, they managed to have a lot of in-house services like accounting, whatever. They've been in business, family owned. And, you know, my husband talks a lot about like how wealthy the owners are and like, cause he's dealing with the money, right? And I'm like, oh, wow, that's fucking cool, whatever, you know? And then I'm like, why? I'm not even on Kaiser anymore. I left because they like were just awful. What is this bill about? So I'm looking and I'm looking at the itemization and I'm like, what in the fuck? Like this plan provided by this employer is like literally very shitty. And I'm like, is that the way you care for your employees? And I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but I swear to God, I swear these employers are not on the same plan as their own employees, because I literally went to go get standard like blood work. Like I wasn't there for like a a luxurious MRI or whatever. Like, I was there for just like, I didn't even see a physician, for God's sakes. Like, why is this $1,500? And I looked at this stupid bill and it was like a change of hands. Like, I literally had my blood drawn and they sent it out at like a chain of custody situation. And every time they were sending it out to be read or processed is another freaking like charge. And so I was looking at what like a, I don't know, the hospital bills, which is a stupid, like crazy stupid. Then I was looking at, it says like minus your plan. Then it says your responsibility. And I'm like, okay, so just like, I'm not even going to dispute or whatever. This is a shitty ass plan. But it really put into perspective the fact that how are you as a leader of a company, what are you saying with respect to having healthcare for your employees when you're on this awesome healthcare plan and then your employees and your employee's wife is on like, you know, shit road, right? And I was just like blown. I'm like, didn't you tell me like you're the people in charge of your company, small business, they are small business, are kicking ass, but then, you know, what makes your their business go are the people who work there and they're not getting, you know, comparable attention. And that makes you question leadership. And so I will tell you, because now I'm really proud of this shit, is like, I have the same exact healthcare as like, you know, Uplift Law. And it's good. So it's not like I'm like, so whatever, you know, Will has, I have, whatever, you know, I have, Will has. And that, and I think that does promote leadership, that you're willing to be on that same level. Obviously, you know, obviously you are the owner, the buck stops with you, but that is a true example, I think, of leadership, how you care. So number one, leadership is identified as how do you care for your employees? One of the big things, and I've talked about it ad nauseum here, is, you know, what do you give to your employees to show them? Not just a fucking paycheck, guys. Like, you don't just like, that's not caring for your people. Like, okay, duh, you pay them. But there's a lot of other things. Like, you gotta, you know, it's not just you. You got to show them other ways, like talk to them on, you know, be like a human being. And, you know, I know I have a very strange perspective, I think very non-traditional way of leading in my business. But I think getting off your high horse and just commiserating with your people and like really trying to understand, you know, like what's going on in their lives, because it's not just, yeah, like they're there the majority of the time, but life always affects business. It always affects the workplace. And guess what? Like, you need to pivot as life, you know, affects your own employees. It's not the other way around. Like, you don't just like, it's not like some Nazi dictatorship where it's like, oh yeah, like, yeah, I mean, big companies, I think, have the luxury of doing that because they're so big and their resources are so endless. But like, for when we talk about a small business, you know, you gotta get real and you have to do more. So when we do talk about leadership in the small business world, it's hard. I think a lot of times it's much harder than these bigger employers, these, you know, bigger businesses, CEOs and presidents, because it's, everything is so familial. So leadership in that aspect, learn how to be with your employees, learn how to take care of them. Now, one of the number two, and that's what I'm dealing with constantly, is leadership as to different personalities, different ways of communicating with your team, and how you all are on the same page. We've grown tremendously, and now here we are in year four. And I will say, right, we are in the process of attempting to find an intern. I'm kind of just like putting that in a grave, because that has, we've literally been trying to find an intern, a legal intern. And this is someone who's like, already in law school, like just started law school, about to start law school. And it's just, it's a desert. You would think that there'd be people like clamoring, but no, I don't know what it is. So like, we've got an intern right now, Czar. She's a third year law school. She's like on the up and up because, you know, she's going to take the bar. She's going to move into a junior associate position. I've got two attorneys. I've got a paralegal assistant, office manager, and a marketing director. But, you know, there's, I will say it is when you get with your team and you're such a front facing business as Uplift, like it, you have to be highly sensitive to the fact that even though I am the face of Uplift, the brand is also includes everybody else. So, you know, one of the things in terms of discussing leadership in this way is to understand who your customers are and what they associate your brand with, right? So a lot of the times I have to do a lot of like smoothing over or damage control as to, you know, like what expectations of a client, because they come and they see me, but then they have to deal with everybody else who still is Uplift. So the challenge is ensuring that your values, your morals, the way that you move in the business is also encapsulated in every single member, so that when you have a customer or a client who expects this Uplift, that it doesn't change in their interaction with everybody else. And as the leader, it's important to be able to communicate what the brand calls for with all the different personalities in your law firm or in your business. And let me tell you, I'm a fucking pretzel. Like, I'm just like all twisted and trying to adapt, because nobody, like, to expect you as a leader to understand and communicate like everybody else that you've employed is like stupid. Don't expect that. You have to. And everybody's like, isn't this episode about being a leader? And why are you talking about like bending over and pretzeling yourself? And it's like, wake the fuck up. That is truly what a leader is. Like, to lead is also entangled in adapting. That, I think, I mean, I'm not an expert. I've just been going through this for like going on 4 years, is I think a true mark of a leader, the ability to adapt and pretzel yourself and figure out ways to communicate what you've built to everybody else, and then say, hey guys, okay, this is, do you guys get it? Like, are we together on this? Okay, cool. And then that's how you move forward. Because if there's not kind of an understanding of a unified front, then the way that the business, it like shows itself to everybody else, it's, you know, going to look like they don't have their shit together. Like, you know, it looks like a farce. And I always tell my team, full disclosure, I'm like, you guys, like, this is whatever happens behind closed doors, let it happen, because like, this is, we're all growing. But at least let's like show front facing that we're together. Our shit is on lock. But, you know, behind the scenes, you know, you can't find your shoe, you can't find your keys, fine. Like, whatever. Like, that's cool. So leadership, this theme is, yeah, you're a leader, meaning, you know, get on the floor, bend over backwards, pretzel yourself to an extent. Obviously, don't be like rolled over and don't have like, you know, a backbone. But I think that, who is it says, Machiavelli, does anybody remember school? Machiavelli had said, just like a philosopher, guys, just go Google it. I hope to God you guys aren't young enough where that you weren't like taught that, but okay. So Machiavelli said leadership, the cornerstone of leadership, it's better to be feared than loved. I don't think that's, I think it's like both, you know? I don't think anybody should fear you, but I think that when you lead front facing to your clients, when you lead, most importantly, you're growing business, and your growing business depends so importantly on the people you have under you that you temper fear and love with strength. And this business is all about strength. And what I've come to understand is that don't get strength and fear like twisted. Don't have people fear you. Have people, you know, realize your strength and your cause and your call and love that about what they're part of. You know, I always say like who I am is very like nothing compared to the big uplift law picture. So whether like my people love me or hate me or whatever, like I care more deeply that they love and they care and they believe in Uplift Law, not Melissa Fulgencio. And so I think that as a leader, if you tap into this, if you cast away this dichotomy of being feared or loved, and you just focus on the created, the creation, like you created a business, what is your business about? And you say, guys, we're all working to push this business, and this business is about ABC, I think you will find that it that will help in your leadership style. So, you know, that's, I don't know, what, three things I talked about leadership. And if you were thinking about something a little bit more sexy, I'm sorry to disappoint, but I will tell you that these are the things that I've learned. I'm no expert, but also have no like doubt that leadership is so hard. I will say it is the hardest thing that I am encountering in my business. And people are like, really? It's not starting up. It's not building the brand. It's not getting clients. It's like, no, no, it's not. It's about, you know, adding like a buffet plate to your damn plates that are already spinning. So there you go. Tune in next time for another entertaining Lawyer Lifter podcast. And I hope you guys got something from this discussion on leadership. Thank you for listening to the Lawyer Lifter podcast. You can listen to other podcasts at www.lawyerlifter.com or your favorite podcast apps. Please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe.